Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing? I just thought I'd come in and check on my lovely good boy. What? Oh, no, don't worry. I don't have handcuffs or rope behind my back. Look! Ta-da! It's a cake! I thought I'd get you a very special surprise because you're my very special boy. I have no ulterior motives or whatsoever. What? No. This has absolutely nothing to do with me trying to kidnap you yesterday. Okay, you got me. I'm a horrible liar. It has everything to do with that. Yes. It's an apology. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to kidnap you like that. Well, just attempt to kidnap you, really, unfortunately. I just thought, you know, I wanted to spend more time with you, is all. I barely spend any time with you these days. Only a few hours a day at most. And watching you through the camera doesn't count, obviously. Not that I do it. But enough about that. Let's not dwell on that past. Let's dwell on how I can make it up to my good boy. Like, with this cake. I called all the top bakeries around and hired them to have a contest, all to see who could bake the best cake. And that's how I got this one. So, you can just imagine how good it tastes. I really meant it when I said this was a very special surprise from a very special boy. Here you go. What do you mean you're not hungry? Oh, I get it. You must want something home-cooked, don't you? Well, you're in luck because I happen to have a mobile kitchen parked just outside, and recently I've been taking lessons from a professional chef. I mean, she even won. No? You're really just not hungry? You know what? No, that's okay. That's okay, that's fine. Maybe I'll have to make things up to you another way. So, darling, how would my good boy like to come take a ride with me in my helicopter? I promise, I'll take you home this time without taking a detour to my private island. It'd just be so romantic, don't you think? Just us, looking down at all the lights and all the little people who don't matter because you're the only one who matters. No, I guess, no matter how romantic the view is, I'd still just be looking at you. But don't let me distract you from enjoying the ride. I wouldn't want to bother my good boy. No? Not in the mood for a helicopter ride? Aww, well, that's okay. Would a limousine be better? Maybe a boat? No, not in the mood for a ride at all. Okay, well, there must be something I can do for my good boy. Oh, I know. How about we go for a dip in my indoor pool? I actually recently just got some swimwear that I don't look half bad in, if I do say so myself. I was particularly choosy, actually. I had to hire all the top fashionistas to pick one out for me. It would be a good opportunity for me to wear it and for you to see me in it. What do you say? Not in the mood to swim? You sure? I even recently installed a water slide. Are you really sure you want to say no to a water slide? Still no? Well, that's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, Malaya. You can take this. Be strong. Be strong for your good boy. Well then, you know, looking at you, you really just seem super cuddly. The best body pillow a girl could ever ask for. Which is saying a lot since I already have a few of you, and they're great. So that got me thinking, what if I got you something super cuddly as a present? Because, you know, I actually recently purchased the world's largest teddy bear. Well, the world's largest teddy bear so far. But if a bigger one gets made, I can always just buy that one too. But that's besides the point. What do you think? How would my good boy like the world's largest teddy bear? Just don't hug it too much. You know how I can get jealous. Huh? No? Not in the mood for a teddy bear? Well, at least that saves me the jealousy. How do you feel about fish? I actually have an aquarium in the basement. And I know you don't like going to my basement out of fear that you'll never leave, but I promise. It's just a visit. You can come and go as you please. Pinky promise. But anyway, how about my aquarium? It's super big and impressive. It's got a variety of fish, more than you've ever even heard of. I don't know this stuff. I hire people for that. But it has a ridiculous amount of expensive fish. As you know, I paid for them. I've got some masked angelfish, some peppermint angelfish, some freshwater polka dot stingrays, even a few dragonfish. I bet you don't even know what any of those are. But if you want, you can come down to my basement and find out. How about it? Yeah, I don't blame you. That was kind of sketchy. So, you're sure you're not hungry? Because, you know, I got you that chocolate you really like. And I don't mean just one chocolate. I bought the entire company, actually. I gotta make sure they don't change the recipe to something my good boy hates after all. You know me, I'm always looking out for you. I'm like your guardian angel. And guardian angels are always watching you. So it's not that creepy when I do it, right? But how about that chocolate? Well, maybe we can just save the chocolate for later then, sweetheart. Are you tired? Then how about we take this to my bed? Oh, that statement was completely innocent, though. I promise. I just mean that I recently got this new bed complete with a bed set. And get this, the bed set is made out of silk, pure silk. And it's real, none of that synthetic fake silk. It's real silk from real silkworms. And it's the high quality type of silk too. Because you know, even as far as real silk goes, there are different kinds. But of course, I only got the best kind for my good boy. Because a high-quality good boy like you deserves high-quality silk. And it is really high-quality. It's super soft. You should feel it sometime. Like right now. Wanna go feel it right now? Sleeping in it feels amazing. Trust me, almost as amazing as it felt sleeping in your bed that one time. Almost. Also, I'm really sorry about that. I know we talk about boundaries. But what do you say? Oh, wanna go take a nap in some super soft silk? That's alright. Then it's a shame, but it's alright. Then in that case, how do you feel about the zoo? Is there any animal you like? Lions, penguins, bears, maybe monkeys? I could buy a zoo for you to visit. Or I could just buy us tickets. I suppose that would be more efficient. Although, to be fair, I don't really feel that comfortable with you visiting a zoo. I know it's probably completely safe and it's just my paranoia talking, but part of me would worry. What if the animal escapes and attacks you? But I'm sure it'll be fine. Besides, I can always keep you safe. I'm super strong, stronger than anyone. You know, whenever I get into a fight, I just imagine my opponent is a love rival. Then my homicidal instincts take care of the rest. Not that I get into fights often, though. There's no reason for that. That's what I have hit. I mean bodyguards. That's what I have bodyguards for. So, fancy a visit to the zoo? Yeah, that's fine, I guess. I'd rather stay inside anyway. That's why I don't have to worry about all the people outside looking at my good boy. You sure you don't want me to buy you some sort of gift, though? You know, there's this one company that deals in luxury items. I happen to know their CEO, actually, and he was showing me this golden watch that I think you'll look absolutely stunning in. Well, you look stunning in anything, of course, sweetheart. The company actually had some golden chains that I think you'd look even better in, but I'm guessing you don't want those. Besides, I think silver chains really fit your aesthetic better anyway. But I assume you're wary about me putting you in chains just in general regardless of the time, which is very fair. Oh, I know, if you don't want a watch, then I don't necessarily have to spoil you with expensive stuff. I could just do it the old-fashioned way. With cuddling. How would you like that, sweetheart? Would you like some cuddling? The simple and cheap way. It doesn't cost anything. Other than my attention, of course. Which I always love to give you. And you know, this just gives us an excuse to use the bed. You know, the new one with high-quality silk for my high-quality good boy? The one I bought specially to make you happy? Yep, that one. So, what do you say? I really am sorry about the whole trying to kidnap you thing. So, do you think I could make it up to you with some cuddling? That's my good boy. I knew it. You really are a sucker for cuddling, aren't you? I am too.